Thank you for calling Therapy Well. George speaking.
Hi, this is Peter speaking. I just got a missed call from you guys.
Oh, sorry, you've just cut out. Could you repeat that? Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, there we go. Sorry, you just cut out. It's my headphones. Sorry. Hey, I lodged like a little inquiry on your website earlier today, and I assume that's what I got a call about. Yeah, I just phoned back to, I guess, just, yeah.
What was your name?
Peter. P-I-E-T-E-R.
Sorry, I'm just sending a quick message to my colleague.
That's okay.
I think my colleague called you. She wanted to offer you some appointments. We've got a provisional psychologist with us at the moment. However, she is at Mount Gravatt, and I have just noticed in your email you did say Auchenflower, but we do also have telehealth as an option.
Telehealth? I mean, I don't really mind, like, who it's with as long as I don't know. Just, yeah, I don't know.
Would you be happy to travel to Mount Gravatt or do telehealth?
I mean, like, if it's going to be during, like, a weekday and during the day, probably not. Yeah, just because, like, I'm based around Indooroopilly. And I work south side. So, like, if this is going to be, like, a during the week thing, I guess it's a little bit more helpful if I could be in Indra, but if there's better people down there, I'm happy to drive as well. Depends.
Let me have a look. So I think my colleague wanted to offer Jay because she's got the soonest availability to see clients. We do have, sorry, just let me have a look. Like her earliest availability for an intake would be next week at, we could either do 11 a.m. Oh, sorry, hold on. Let me have a look. So she would have availability next week for an intake on Monday or Tuesday.
Monday
so I think that
could
was why
work.
She was offering.
Okay, in that case, Monday could work. Can I just ask you something else?
Yep.
I've never had therapy before, quite frankly, simply good. Yeah, I'm going through it, like, I guess, a bit of a phase. It's not, like, I'm not chronic or anything, but there are just some things that I guess is going on in my life that I would, like, I don't know, just... What I'm saying is, like, I don't think this will be a long-term thing. I imagine it, like, yeah, I don't know. I do need some external input, but, like, it's not... I think you know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, that's all good. So what we do is we book the intake in. We can literally just, like, you see how that goes. If you want to book some more appointments, book some more appointments. There's no pressure for you to commit to, like, what regular appointments or anything like that. If that's not how you'd like to go about this, it could just be if you would like an appointment, you could give us a call and we could book something in.
And like, how does it work, for example? Because, like, I guess my idea of therapy is sort of like, oh, you go talk to a person, then on the follow-up session, they... I don't know, give you feedback or, in my head, it's like a multi-visit exchange. I guess what's the format of these? How do these work? I imagine it's different from therapist to therapist, but like.
Yeah, so it would depend on your needs as the client. So some people, depending on the type of therapy they're doing, there are some types of therapy where it is like, it needs to be consistent and it's like an ongoing thing and that kind of stuff. That's normally for, that's more like trauma therapy, like more intensive kinds of therapies, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So it really would depend on your needs. And yes, different psychologists do things differently. you know, some people will like to see someone frequently, and then other people would prefer to just reach out if they're feeling they need a little bit of extra support at certain times.
I feel like that's probably more me.
Yeah,
anyways. But yeah, thanks for the breakdown.
No, that's okay. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And I guess what's the cost here? Like, I would really much appreciate some help, obviously, but also, like, car services and stuff coming up. Of course. I just want to inquire about that as well.
So Jay's fee for private paying clients is, so she's, because she's a provisional psychologist, she would be the most affordable practitioner we have. So her rate is $160 an hour. So we do a 90-minute intake, which is $240, and then any other subsequent sessions are an hour, and it's $160.
And, like, can any of this be claimed for Medicare or Medibank or anything like that?
Not for Jay specifically, because she's a provisional psychologist, but it does kind of balance out, because the cost seeing a regular psychologist with the Medicare rebate, it would come out to about the same.
Okay, so I'm looking at about, can I say how much for, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 sessions, you reckon? Like, I guess.
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
I guess, am I looking at around, like, $600 for around 4 sessions? Like, I'm just trying to, like, I guess, get a gauge here.
Sorry, let me do the math. So the initial session is $240 because it is 90 minutes, and then it's $160 from there. If you had the intake and then 3 more sessions, it would be around $720.
We do
have, like, if you were wanting to space things, you know, sometimes people like to space things out a lot more. There's no pressure to have the sessions in, like, quick succession if that wasn't what you wanted. The cost, and it is similar for, like, when you get the Medicare rebate back for other psychologists, the out-of-pocket cost is around the same.
Okay, so there is some, so it's $700 out-of-pocket, then I can't really claim any of it. All right, okay. It gives me something to think about. I appreciate the information. Thank you very much for that.
Feel free to give us a call if you have any questions or anything like that.
All right. Much appreciated. Thank you. Talk soon.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.